Om Shanti. Om Shanti and a very good evening. Are you all right? Good? Very good. So very good evening. We had a lovely day, isn't it? In a sweet remembrance of our dear sweet Baba, Bab Dada, and also our dear sweet beloved Daddy Gulzaji. And now, we're going to have another lovely, beautiful session with Rashni Didi. Because Rashni Didi has had so much experiences, spent so many years with Daddy, personally, trained by Daddy. She knew Daddy in 1976 and had stayed with Daddy for many years in Delhi. She was the one who was with Daddy for the whole tour of Asia. She was the translator, interpreter for Daddy. And also Daddy checked her chart of self-progress every year when she come and meet Daddy. So she was like personally being mentored by, trained and groomed by Daddy. So we will have a very beautiful experience with Rashni Ben, with Rashni Didi. So let us show a wave of thanks by waving our hands to her. So thank you, Rashni Ben, for being with us tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Celia Ben. Om Shanti. So today, our day is with Daddy. How many of you have not seen Daddy Gulzar? Can you raise the hand? New ones. Few only. So today we went to Shantivan. We saw Avyakta Lok. And we went to Daddy's cottage. We saw the vibrance, the felt, Daddy's love. And I had a really fortune to be with Daddy in India, Delhi, when I came to Gyan. Because Daddy Gulzar was also our zone in charge in Delhi. She used to look after Delhi centers. So I was from Delhi center, Rajouri Garden. So Pandav Bhavan, Delhi is a beautiful Baba's home. They bought it. And when they bought it, so Daddy Gulzar invited 42 Kumaris to come to Delhi Pandav Bhavan to stay there 1 month and get training. So I was one of them. So I stayed with Daddy 1 month training. They give you training how to be, you know, mold our life into a Brahmin life and Centervasi life, and how to look after Baba's children, guest, give course, all these things Daddy taught us. And we are the group with Daddy. So after the training, we came to Mount Abu Madhuban, and we stayed 4, 5, 6 months like that, and it was a practical training. And after that, they told me to stay with Daddy Gulzar few years. So I had such fortune to be with Daddy. But my seva with Daddy was to serve her lunch every day. So my duty was to do seva to Daddy. And of course, Daddy also our teacher, mentor. Every day Daddy sit with us every night. You know, in Pandav Bhavan, Delhi, at that time, no chairs, only stage. So Daddy sit on the floor and we all residents of Pandav Bhavan sit. Daddy Gulzar, very kind, very merciful heart. One day, Daddy check with us our chart every day when we are staying with her. And so Brahma Baba taught them, you know, like a court, and check everyone is okay, happy in Baba's home. So she used to check with us every night and give short class. So one day, one sister used to sleep in yoga, and every time she sit in sleep. So Daddy Gulzar, you know, in our chat group, she said, you sleep every night, to one sister. And she said, yeah, Dadi, I sleep. And then she cried. And Dadi, so merciful. 10 p.m. night, she asked me, let's go to that sister. She can't sleep whole night. She is, you know, like disturbed because Dadi told her, you sleep in yoga. And Dadi took me from my room and we went. And Dadi asked for forgiveness. I was so touched by Dadi. I said, Dadi, you don't need to do that. You are, you know, senior tea. Dadi said, no, she cannot sleep. Because I said like that to her, it's okay. So Dadi said, forgive me, you know, to that soul. And then Dadi gave love and she went to sleep. So I see, you know, Dadi could feel sensitivity of feelings of other soul. Today even, you know, in Shantivan, Asha Didi mentioned this point, Dadi Gulzar very sensitive to the feelings of others, how you feel. So Dadi could feel her sadness and Dadi helped her. Dadi Gulzar, when she used to eat lunch, when I was serving, my duty was to seva, to do seva of serving lunch every day. You know, one thing they learned from Brahma Baba, it is always every day, 2:30 she eats lunch. So first question she will ask me, have everyone eaten? All dadis, first they check this. Because Brahma Baba also used to do that everyone, Baba's child, have satisfaction in the mind, in the, you know, stomach food, and then dadis or Baba used to eat. So Dadi also, has everyone eaten, satisfied? Yes, Dadi. Then she will come and eat. But the thing is, when I'm serving her food, you know, her mind is so detached from the food and she is in Baba's yad. And I was trained by Dadi Gulzar's Lokik mother that you don't ask her, do you need salt or is cold food or hot food? What you need, you should give accurate, perfect taste to Dadi Gulzar, because Dadi Gulzar always, you know, in subtle region, not come to just say, this is not good, that is not good, no criticism to the food. So Dadi Gulzar, I already prepare everything and give to Dadi. Then I used to watch her, how she is eating slowly in Baba's yard, totally detached from the food. So one day it was very tasty food. You know, in tasty food in India, samosa, pakora. So I asked Dadi, do you want a little more? And she, you know, beautiful answer. She said, no desire. You know, so I said, wow, so detached. You know, so detached, no attraction to any taste. I said, okay, Dadi. So this is how I picked up a lot of things from Dadi, being with her. And then she used to train us how to give 7 days course, because she was our teacher. So Dadi told us that when you give 7 days course, and then after 7 days course, Dadi asked me, do you give a course of force? I said, what is that course of force? And Dadi said, one is 7 days course, knowledge. The other is helping the soul to conquer maya, vices, weaknesses, defects, ravan. You help them, why they become Brahmin. They have to learn how to conquer. So Dadi told me, give another 7 days course of powers, virtues, and ask them every day how is their spiritual progress. Dadi, very good teacher, you know, thorough teacher. So she used to teach us this also, to look after student. Then the other thing I saw in Dadi, being with Dadi, you know, as a translator for the tour, every time she goes, or here in this Madhuban, I used to translate for her. So I saw Dadi Gulzar being with her, very simple as we all know, very clean, very simple, very economical. We asked Dadi, do you want to eat this? Do you want to eat this? You want to go there? She will say, no desire. So we have to think how to show Dadi something new. So in different countries we used to take her out to show her around also. Dadi Gulzar also, I asked her one day, how do I know I am becoming perfect? Because she was my mentor, no? Every year I come and I give my chart to her and she will tell me, you know. So I said, Dadi, how I know I am becoming a mentor? Sorry, perfect. You are my mentor, you tell me. So she said, during the day, from morning till evening, we get lot of tests, challenges, difficulties, problems, weakness come, defects emerge, clash of sanskar, you know, circumstances, physical, body pain, many things happens during the day. Many variety situation come. When situation come, can you pass thoroughly? And after passing the test situation, your mind is not repeating in the mind itself and not repeating through words. That means you are coming closer to the perfection because you can discern well and you can solve well. If you are still thinking, repeating, because I come every year, if I repeat something of the past, Dadi will say, that was past, you are repeating still. So it means not yet closer to perfection. So I said, Dadi, how do you know? She said, 75% to 80% our mind can think clearly do, but still keeps on thinking, repeating, it means 25% you are away from perfection. Mind, intellect should completely solve it. So discernment power is needed for solving everything, all situation. And continue to check whether your mind is repeating anything of the past, or words or mind. I asked Dadi, I said, Dadi, okay, tell me now how much I have discernment power. So Dadi says, 75%. Okay, I said. No, Dadi was very clear with us. Tell us clearly, honestly. Then you work on it. I said, okay, Dadi. So Dadi is like that kind of, we can talk to her, our progress. One day we saw, other thing was Dadi's very good control over words Dadi had. During the day, maybe 50-60 words she speaks. So much silence. I remember 2-3 times, you know, going to her room. One day it was 2:30, she was resting after 2:30, and I had to leave for foreign country. I went, as I entered the room, you know, I felt bodiless stage, total stillness, that very pure vibration in her room where she was resting. And she gave me drishti and toli, you know, say goodbye, I am leaving. So you can see even the rest is also filled with that kind of vibration. Not the sleep, it's really doing service. And Dadi Gulzar also, once we saw, some people were talking, and then I said, Dadi, they are talking about you. She said, it's okay. But I don't allow myself to carry away with their conversation. What are they talking? You know, Dadi said, I have no interest to know. So she could be detached, listening about herself, but no comments, no corrections, no criticism, nothing, just remaining very quiet. Then I said, Dadi, sometimes we do get involved. She said, yes, that is called ordinariness. When you carry away with conversation, she said, 2 hours, they are talking. You know, it's ordinariness. If you have a command, awareness, alertness, and you are very alert, what to speak, what not to speak, you are not ordinary. And you are not wasting your time. That is very beautiful thing about Dadi, that she did not waste her time, thoughts, about any kind of conversation happening around her. So I asked her one day, you see sometimes waste, people do, you know, waste time or thoughts. You understand? Yeah, I understand it is waste. But Dadi, you have waste thoughts. She said, I understand it is waste, but I don't allow my mind to think waste. It means control over mind. Beautiful stage. Samarth, Dadi used the word. I create samarth, powerful thoughts, not waste. Cannot be influenced by anyone. So once I asked also one question to Dadi. Dadi, you think Baba comes in you? And you think like that? She said, no. If I think Baba comes in me, he will not come. You know, because Baba comes in me. Baba will not come. So then, how you pay attention not to have this thought? I asked her. She said, many cautious points she keeps in her awareness. I said, where do you get all these cautious points, you know, she can pay attention to? She says, Murli, Baba's Murli. They get, you know, a lot of points from Baba's Murli to pay attention to. Not to have these thoughts, Baba comes in me, I, nothing. So I said, okay, tell me only one, your cautious points. I said, just one, Dadi. Very good point, she said. She said, don't take favor of anyone. So Dadi does not take favoritism. Because so many issues come in front of Dadi. So many groups will come talk, but Dadi will not give favoritism. I said, why? Well, she said, I will sit on the stage. Baba comes, that soul cannot take benefit. Will think Dadi gave favoritism to someone. So Dadi said, remain free from favoritism. It's called in Hindi Nishpaksh, don't take favor to groups. Dadi had so much this discernment power, very good control over words, over thoughts. One day I saw one soul, you know, big project, they had a big project. So that person talked 2 hours to Dadi. And I was sitting outside and waiting for my turn, 2 hours. And after that, Dadi so sweetly, innocently said, Acha, Acha, Acha. I will tell Baba. And when Baba comes, you can ask. And he will give you answer. So much patience, listening. And at the end, only 2 lines. Acha, I will tell Baba, give this project information. When Baba will come, you can ask Baba direction. It's so beautiful watching this scene of Dadi. Eh? They are listening information as a detached observer and caring information in essence to Bap Dada, and then Bap Dada will give answer to the soul and they remain away. So always Dadi's speciality is connecting soul also with Baba, not attracting to the self, because Dadi, you know, very pure soul. We read, you know, Baba told her, this soul, Dadi Gulzar, 7 births in the past lived pure life. You can imagine, so powerful mind, pure life she lived in the past also. So how Baba selects his instrument children so powerfully, so beautifully. Dadi also introvert, Daddy also very much detached, loving, and Daddy also very good discernment power to solve many big, big issues, problems, big things in the physical body also. Even the last part of her life, when we went to Bombay to see Daddy, you can see her vibrations are angelic. I took drishti, I felt detachment from the body, like an angel. So beautiful vibration. Even the body was not well, but her vibrations detached from the body, producing angelic vibration stage. So it's their tapasya of Daddy, of the past for so many years. So Daddy Gulzar, as we all know, is also very much, you know, we call it like a gold. You know, gold means very valuable. It's called so sweet. That is word so sweet today. You know, Asha Didi was saying that when Daddy Gulzar was giving lecture first time, and Mama asked, "Who is this speaking so sweetly?" They said, "Daddy Gulzar is speaking." And they were very young when they got training. And the Daddy, Mama said, she will do service because sweet words can touch the heart. There was one VIP. Daddy Gulzar was also for VIP service. There was one VIP from US came to visit here. You know, as usual, our BK family, Baba's children were showing solar, showing Godly studio, showing many things here around. And he is not impressed by all these things. And then he came to meet Daddy. And Daddy Gulzar gave drishti. And he felt vibrations. And Daddy gave drishti as an introvert, then came out to speak something to him. That touched him, impressed him. He said, "This is it, going inward and then coming out and giving the experience." He said, "What is this power? This is I'm looking for. Not outside, you know, accomplishment, but this internal power that he can go in, hold it, and then come out and give the experience." So many times, you know, we have seen in foreign countries when Daddy went to, where I was traveling with her, Daddy can give drishti to soul and they become detached from the body. So that was the power Daddy was carrying all the time of that soul consciousness very naturally. Once I asked also this question to Daddy, "Daddy, 14 years you lived in Karachi. Every day you are thinking, I am a soul, I am a soul." She said, "No. Our practice was not I am a soul." She says, "Our practice was I am a Malik, master of the senses." She says, "That awareness we practiced every day. I am Malik, not I am a soul. Little higher, the consciousness. I am Malik, master of eyes, ears, mouth, touch. I'm the master of senses." That is just that practice we did. 14 years. You know? So beautiful consciousness. So we could see in Daddy's life also. And of course, you know, Daddy also gave us one humorous, I know, scene. Just a few minutes I will take more, then I will ask you if you have any question. So Didi Manmohini was in charge. You know, our Didi Manmohini was in charge. Didi Manmohini was very strict teacher, accurate everything. So Didi Manmohini told Daddy Gulzar and also Mohini, you know, little Mohini used to be with Daddy. And both of you go to exhibition and this time to do service. You know, so she gave direction. And they were not going accurate time. So they saw Daddy, Didi Manmohini is coming to find where are these two sisters. You know, So they hide themselves inside the cabinet and laughing. Then Didi Manmohini heard the laughing. So she opened the cabinet. Both of them are there. Because Didi wants them to be accurate, go for service. And they took little time. And when Didi come, and they hide themselves. Dadi Gurdas told us this story. Sometimes it's very humorous way also. And then when I was very young, so I used to get training, as I told you, from Gulzar Dadi and Jagdish Bhai. So we were preparing a skit, you know, we were young children come to Gyan. So they told us to do drama, skit, you know, dance, songs, we used to do for program. So one day, Dadi Gulzar, very simple Baba's home. One bed, no chair, you know, very simple, second floor. It was starting time in Delhi. So I was there one day for practice. So I am leaving. And little children, we want toli from Dadi. So I said, Dadi, I finished my rehearsal of the drama. Now I am leaving. And I thought Dadi will give me toli. Dadi said, okay, acha. And then I left. I am feeling Dadi did not give me toli. Then next time I came, she felt my feelings and she gave me double toli. So Dadi could also feel these kind of feelings for little children. So Dadi Gulzar, really very sweet, like a gold, you know, touching the hearts of people through words, through drishti, as you know. Baba gave, you know, this blessing that her eyes will do service. Souls will be thirsty to get drishti. It was Baba, who used her eyes and gave drishti to the souls and gave Baba's experience. So Dadi Gulzar, such a great Baba's child and our Dadi, beloved Dadi. So once again we give our loving tribute to Dadi, that love which she has given to us, we continue to spread that love and sweet words and also Dadi's introvertness. And lot of renunciation we have seen in Dadi. Lot of renunciation as we grew up with Dadi. Very simple life they lived, and they brought this Brahma Kumaris to such a level because of their tyag, renunciation, no attraction towards anything. Many times, you know, Madhuban Nivasis asked Dadi Gulzar this question, Dadi, Brahma Kumari is now so big, many talents, many skills, prosperity, resources are coming in. Will it stay forever or no? Dadi said, when you will get attached, they will go away. The principle is not to get attached, affected by anything. You can use, but you cannot own. Dadi's use, but did not depend. That was such power which brought this Brahma Kumaris to such level. So now we just give you few minutes. You can ask question. If anything about Dadi Gulzar, you are most welcome. So thank you for listening. Om Shanti.
We love to listen to stories, and we have so many lovely, beautiful, powerful stories.
Yeah, many stories.
So thank you so much, Roshni Didi. So somebody raise your hand. Can you come over and take the mic?
Two more stories left later, I will tell, from my notes.
Oh, Om Shanti. Could you share what she had shared with you about her experiences in trance, going into golden age, the life there.
Trance. And such also a golden age. Dadi Gulzar, she told us, because you know Dadi Gulzar in Karachi time, She went into trance for a few months. She stayed there in Sutter region, Golden Age. Her sanskara emerged. And she was eating fruits and flowers, no cooked food. They give, and Baba told, because she was 6 years old or 8 years old when she went to trance, first trance. So Baba recognized the part of the child, and Baba gave separate room and one dadi to look after her because of this part, no? So separate room. So dadi Guzar also, this, you know, Kalpa tree picture? That also dadi saw in the trance, and she came down and on the floor she draw, and Baba asked her, go back to Baba, ask, what is this branches, what is this trunk? Every little thing, every time Dadi Guzar goes to trance to ask Baba, and she gave answer to Baba. That was her part, you know, role, trance. But also Dadi is in a sanskara of Golden Age emerge of language. And Dadi came to know a lot of words of Golden Age. She told us, one word was that this hair, and also the comb, it's a kesh chingari. So that is beautiful word in, not Hindi, today's Hindi which we speak is not that Hindi. It is a very beautiful Hindi of Golden Age. And that chingari, you know, it's very musical way of speaking that Dadi used to tell us that it emerged in her. And also Dadi told us beautiful things of Golden Age. Remember one interview she told us that the beautiful gardens and old mountains will be in the shape of like animal, you know, peacock. Everything will be beautiful in Golden Age. Then I asked her, it will be like Mount Abu? You know, Mount Abu has the mountains and all that. She said, Golden Age means no tension, no pressure. All the work will be there. Trucks will go, bring things here to there. All the, you know, administration work will be there. A four season will be there, she said. But it is not disturbing like rain or hot. Today is so hot, right, in Shantivan. Not like that. She says, everything will be. I said, what about umbrella? Will we use? She said, no, no umbrella is needed there, because it will be beautiful drizzling, you know, very soft feeling. Then I asked few questions. I said, Dadi, like a Mount Abu, you know, we are free from any problem, worry. Not big city, right? You can walk, go, you know. So Dadi said, yes. Very few people will be there in Golden Age, but everything goes smoothly. You know, no tension, no pressure. It's a lifestyle without all these vices. It's a beautiful life. This is what she said. And she used to go to trance to bring messages. For, you know, today we heard, no? Every time Dadi Ji, Prakash Mani, Didi Manmohini asked middle of the night, knock the door, Dadi Gulzar, please come and go to Baba and ask these things, you know, because Dadi and Didi used to run the yajna. So they ask many questions, direction from Baba. So Dadi Gulzar, middle of the night, very obedient, get up, dress up, sit and go. I remember she was in one of the country with me when I was traveling. And Dadi was sitting 2 o'clock, dressed up on the sofa. So I went, I said, Dadi, you're not resting? No, today I'm not sleeping. I said, why, Dadi? Baba is calling me. When she could not sleep, she's not telling Baba, I can't sleep, give me sleep, you know? She doesn't do that. She said, no, Baba is calling me. So I will sit now in yoga. So she said, I saw her, go to trance, bring message of Baba. They really knew vibration of Shri Baba. Very beautiful way, how Baba is calling them and they go. In every direction, Dadi Didi asked Baba to run this yajna. You know, even middle of the night, if something to ask. And that once Dadi Gulzar was in Peace Park, Dadi Kumarka told Dadi Gulzar, you go to Baba and bring the message. Imagine Dadi Gulzar ever ready. But once she told us, you know, going to trance is like leaving the body, you know. You need courage to let go and go to the trance. So every time she had to go through that experience, but so much courage, you know, to hold that consciousness and go to Baba. Because of purity, innocent, no mix of anything in her mind, you know. No attraction, no desire for name, fame, purity. I think power of purity has. That's what we notice in Dadi.
So, are you happy, contented? We have got a lot, isn't it? So, we can finish the session? No question, all right? Okay, good. So thank you.
One more story, then we finish.
Because one last story?
Just
okay.
One. So as we have so many, you know, service ideas, projects, so I was living with Dadi in Delhi, and we had a very big project in Delhi, Red Fort. Many stalls to put up, many big programs. So one teacher came, one soul came, and started to tell Dadi, Dadi, no one is helping me. Dadi, I need a lot of money for this stall to put up. Dadi, I need many hands. You know, started to become tense, pressure voice, and loud and angry little bit. And Dadi Gulzar, so quiet and peaceful, no disturbance. And Dadi said, okay, we will give you everything. So that soul left, you know, and I asked this question to Dadi. Dadi, she was under pressure, speaking loud, you know, little bit getting irritated, you know, no one is helping, complaining. And you did not even react to her. Why? I asked her. Dadi said, you know, her mind at that minute is under the influence of tamoguni, you know tamoguni? Vices. And my mind is under satoguni. Calm. Baba's vibration. So I will not react. But I will give her whatever she wants. So Dadi does not get influenced by anyone's sanskar, anyone's sound, vibration. Stay in stable state of your self-respect and sattoguni, purity. This is how they, because they run the yajna, in our yajna, variety people, variety souls live here. And they knew how to satisfy each and everyone. Even someone made a mistake, how to satisfy them, help them, improve them, uplift them with merciful heart. We have seen that is how beautiful stage, self-respect, helping people. So, best over stage we saw like that. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Do you have time? I'd like to share one beautiful experience with Dadi. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, many years ago when Dadi was alive, she visited Malaysia. And that day when she was visiting, I had some urgent errands to do, and I had to go out of the center. I knew very well that if I were to do that job, I would miss welcoming her to Malaysia, to the center. So it was not her first trip, but then it was the first visit for the many years. And so I was a bit disappointed when I came back. She already arrived, and no welcome people were in the hall. And then I ran around, not run, I just went everywhere looking for where is Dadi. And luckily I found her sitting upstairs next to her room, the sitting area. And she was alone. And I had the courage, I'm not sure how I got the courage that day, I just went in
and I sat there. She was sitting there drinking her tea, and I just went there, "Dadi, I'm so sorry. I miss welcoming you because I had some urgent jobs to do." She was so sweet, so loving, and so silent. And she could see that I was like in a rush, rushing to come back to meet her. And you know, she quickly, in that very split moment, gave me a very powerful yukti, which I remember till now and practice. She just sit with me very quietly. She said, "Now, in a second, become bodiless." And she taught me at that very moment how, in the midst of very busy or anxiety mind, go in split second, stop all thoughts and become bodiless. So it was such a beautiful and powerful lesson. She was so kind, taught me what was needed at that time. I was in a hurry to meet her, but then she gave me the best gift of a welcome. So that was such a beautiful, beautiful dadi. So loving, so kind, so merciful and benevolent. So thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, Om Shanti. So let's have meditation and let's put our hands together for the beautiful stories from Rashni Didi. Thank you.